We're doing Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and we were focusing on that great revelation at Sinai. We're up to page Kuf Nun Zayin by the Eshkol edition. You guys could look in with someone else back there. We gave out all the copies. We're up to page Shinayin in the Zichron Aaron edition. We're in the middle of the 41st chapter. Rabbi Chachinai Omer, next to the number 2, if you're on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Rabbi Chachinai Omer b'chodesh ha-shlishi ayom kaful kalayla, when we're dealing in the month of Sivan, the month of the giving of the Torah, we're in the middle of the summer, and the day is twice as long as the night. V'yashnu Yisrael ad shtei shot b'yom. So the Jews slept late. Comes time to give the Torah, they're sleeping late. Sheshnat yom batzer tareva v'alayla katzar. Because to sleep by day when the night is so short, that's something that's very sweet in the summer. You have a short night, so it's sweet to sleep into the day. So Moshe went into the Jews' camp. He started waking everyone up. Wake up, guys. Time to get the Torah. He said, guys, get up from your sleep. The groom has already come and he's looking for the kala. Lachnisa lechupa umamtin la. And he wants to bring her into the chuppah. He's waiting for her. Kedei liten lehem et ha-Torah. To give them the Torah. So, the giving of the Torah here is described like a wedding day. We're marrying Hashem. We're accepting the marriage contract. Hashem is coming with the Ten Commandments. So the friend of the chasm comes to bring out the kala. That's what we do, right? We go to dance with the kala. Kadam shoseh shushvinut lechavero, just like a person who's like the best man, he's the friend of the chasm. So it's customary that he goes to sing and dance before the kala as she proceeds to the wedding. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Vayotze Moshe ta'am nikrat elokim. Moshe took the nation out before God. So that's like we send people to bring the kala to the chasen. And the chasen, when he sees the kala approaching, so the chasen customarily takes a step towards the kala. So, Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Elokim b'tzeitcha lifnei amecha, Hashem too came out, so to speak, to greet the nation. Rabbi Yoshua ben Kocha omer, Rabbi Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, the bold one, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha says, Moshe yu raglav umdot ma'ar, v'chulo v'toch ha-shamayim. Moshe's feet were on the mountain, but his body was up in the heaven. So, Moshe was very tall, 20 footer, 10 amos. 10 amos, that's about 20 foot. Yeah, it's a very tall man. Kitten. Well, about 22 inches. Got to measure an average one, yeah. So, kitten das shehi pirusah uvnei adam yoshevin b'tocha. The Medrash uses a Greek word. There's a tent that was spread out. And people are sitting under the tent. They're all standing on the ground, but they have this canopy spread out above them, and they're all standing in the tent. That's how Moshe was. His feet were on the mountain, but he was completely enveloped with heaven. He was able to look out and see everything that was going on in the heavens. So, Moshe is on a great level of prophecy at that moment. He's seeing everything that's going on in the heavens. V'akadosh Baruch Hu medaber imo ka'adam shu medaber im chavero, and God spoke to him the way a person speaks to his friend. Shneimar, the pasuk says, V'idiber Hashem al Moshe panim el panim. Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face, like two friends would talk. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lech v'kadesh Yisrael shnei yamim. God had said to him, prepare the Jews for 2 days. Shneimar, the verse says, Hashem had said to Moshe, prepare the nation today and tomorrow. What does it mean, man? You got them the Torah. Hashem says, sanctify them. Sanctify them with what? They don't have a Torah yet. They didn't have anyone whose heart was uncircumcised. They were all God-fearing people. Their food, they weren't eating non-kosher, they're eating man. It has God's hechsher. You know the old joke. Guy comes to Shemayim, they bring him to the Garden of Eden, they bring out a waiter comes in with a platter, and he says, he says, what hechsher is it? So he says, God. He says, sorry, I only eat badats. What does it mean, sanctify them? Their hearts were good. The food they were eating was God's food. It was man. The water, they're drinking from God's well. They're surrounded by clouds. What are they doing wrong? So what does it mean God says sanctify the nation for the receiving of the Torah? But what God was saying is I want them to spend 2 days separate from their wives, separate from the worldly and mundane. Let them separate their beds, let them each have 2 days of separation for the couples. And Moshe said to himself, he reached a logical conclusion. Moshe said, let's say I do it the way God says. 2 days separation. So a couple will be intimate the last night they could be together. And then venimtzu mitakvin milkabel ta Torah, they won't be pure and they won't be able to receive the Torah. How are we going to do this? Me'asa, so what did Moshe do? Hosif lehem yom echad mishelo. Moshe added a day on his own. Moshe said, I want you guys to separate for 3 days. Shim yelech adam etzel ishto nimtzu torim shnei yamim. So that in case someone does go, they have another 2 days to get pure. Lefichach hosif lehem yom echad mishelo. That's why Moshe added a day. And it's fascinating because other midrashim have a different way of explaining it. Other midrashim say there's a phenomenal concept we have in Chazal. It's interesting that science recently has bore it out. Chazal say that after a couple's been intimate, the husband's seed remains alive for 3 days. For 3 days, she can become pregnant from that seed. Afterwards, the seed dies. Today, science knows that's true. So the Talmud says the first 3 days after a couple's been intimate, so the seed sometimes comes out of the woman. You know, whatever goes in must come out. Anytime it comes out of the woman, she becomes defiled, just like the man becomes defiled when he emits the seed. So the Talmud says, Moshe said, if I do it God's way, if I make them separate for 2 days, it could happen that there'll be a woman who comes the day of giving of the Torah. She feels the seed coming out of her. She still has seed from when they were together the last night they could be together. And then she's defiled. She can't approach and receive the Torah. In order to ensure that the women would also be able to all be present, so that all the women would be there when the giving of the Torah would occur, Moshe added a day on his own. So, oh, that's an excellent question. What was Hashem thinking, right? That's a very good question. That was your question?
Half of my question.
Okay. I have an answer, but I haven't yet seen an answer written inside. Meaning there's an answer which I always assumed when I learned it, but I haven't yet seen anyone say it, so I don't want to say. So, yeah.
Hashem said.
What? Hashem said 2 days. Let them separate for 2 days. I'm not sure it's worth anything. Let's hear the second half of his question. No, it could come out a second later. The fact that it's alive doesn't mean...
But Moshe wanted to prevent her from being defiled, but 3 days would mean that even at the end of 3 days, it could be that someone gets defiled.
Right, and then they could go to mikveh and be Torah that night, and the next day receive the Torah. So the assumption I had, which I now see in the Radal's commentary here, is that God figured I run the show. I'll ensure that it doesn't happen. You know, the seed could all come out on day one. There's another answer in Halacha. It says that a woman can douche, a woman could clean herself, or she could clean herself out, and then she ensures it doesn't happen. But if that were the logic, then one day would be enough too. So that doesn't seem to be the logic of the Midrash. But God wanted them to separate for 2 days. Moshe said, in order for this to really work, we have to do 3 days. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to Moshe, he said, Moshe, ha'obei nefashot mi'Yisrael hayu bo'ot ba'oto ha'layla. You know how many Jews would have been created that night? You take 2 million couples and you tell them, one night off, you guys don't be intimate tonight. You know how many children you prevented from coming to the world? Ela ma she'asita yafe asita. But you did a good thing. Voda lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God agreed with him, and that's why the pasuk later says, "Shenemar v'ayu nechonim layom ha'shlishi." On the third day, I will give them the Torah. Meaning, Hashem agreed with them that there should be 3 days of separation. This needs a lot of work. There's a whole Avos to Rabbi Nosson which discusses this. This needs a lot of work on many fronts. We'll just mention one, because the other ones I think are glaring. There's one point which is interesting, because it says that when Yoshua was conquering the land of Israel, so whenever the Aron was out at war, the people wouldn't be with their wives. And when the Aron was back, then the people would be with their wives. It was as though if God is out of his home, we're out of our homes. And there was one time when they were laying siege over Jericho that Yoshua left the Aron out an extra night. And God said to him, you prevented so many couples from being intimate that night. By what right? You didn't need the Aron to be out that night. And as a punishment, Yoshua never had any boys. He never had anyone to continue his way. Tosus points out that he had girls. He did have girls, but he didn't have anyone that could lead after him. He never had anyone that we know of specifically. God was very upset with Yoshua for doing that. And here, for whatever reason, God agrees to Moshe. Yeah.
The mitzvah is to have at least one boy and one girl. So you have like a whole bunch of girls coming?
Yeah, a whole bunch of girls, but no boys.
So also Moshe Rabbeinu, did he only have 2 boys?
I don't know. We know of 2 boys. It seems that that's all he had, right? So it seems like. But
that was because we gotta keep having kids until we have one of each.
What?
So where's the mitzvah come from that we gotta keep having kids until we have one of each?
Well, Moshe had instructions from Hashem to separate from his wife, and Yoshua tried and tried and tried and didn't work. Yeah. Yes. So he's saying his daughter could have taken over the leadership. Okay, yeah, I guess it could have happened, right? That's true. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yered Moshe L'machane V'achakach Nimashmiyato Oti L'Yisrael. God says, I want Moshe with the Jews when I make the Torah heard to Israel. Shelo Yehe Yomer Moshe Yam Deber Imanu Mitoch Hanan. So people shouldn't say it was Moshe on a loudspeaker up there. I want Moshe down there with the people when the Torah is given, so that no one could say that it was Moshe's voice coming out of the fog, coming out of the clouds. So Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go warn the people that they shouldn't ascend the mountain when I reveal myself. Moshe doesn't want to go down. So what does Moshe do? He has an answer. Amalo, he says to God, but God, I already warned them. I set offenses, I warned them they shouldn't descend the mountain, they have people watching over them. Amar lo kra el Aaron. So Hashem says, okay, go call Aaron. Yarad el machane likra el Aaron. Moshe goes down to call Aaron. V'kadosh baruch hu ishmi ha'toto l'Yisrael. And bada bip, bada boom, bada bang, okay, Torah's starting to be given. And Moshe's at the bottom of the mountain. Shneimar v'yomer Hashem elav lechid. Hashem tells Moshe, go down. Ve'yod Moshe la'am. Moshe goes down to the nation, and before he could come back up, Moshe says to them, Maktiv Batrei. What does it say right afterwards? It's like mid-sentence. Moshe's talking to them, and the Torah starts midway. Vayidaber Elokim t'kol dvarim eile lemor. God said the following, Anochi Hashem lokecha shehotziticha. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Yatzak kol rishon. The first voice came out, Hashemayim v'aretz rashu mimenu. Heaven and earth trembled. The rivers, the seas, they all fled. The mountains, the hilltops, they collapsed. The trees bent over. The dead came back to life. Shnemar, as the verse says, the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I made a covenant with those that are here and those that aren't here. And all the souls that were yet to be created all came and stood with the Jewish people at Sinai. Shnemar, as the verse says, God says, I'm making the covenant with you and with those that are not here today. So the whole planet is trembling. And the dead are coming back to life, the trees are bending over. The Yisrael Shehem Chayim. And what are the Jews who are standing there alive? What did they do? Naflu al pneihem v'metu. They keeled over and died. All of Israel dropped dead. Yes. What?
I was just going to say, I heard that all of Israel died and came back to life like over and over and over again.
Okay. So, they all fell on their faces. V'metu. Midrash says, and they died. V'yatza kol sheni, and then Hashem made a second declaration, lo yelcha, right? V'chayu v'amdu al raglehim, and they were brought back to life. V'amru l'Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, enanu yicholim nishma kolo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Moshe, our teacher, we can't hear God's voice. Umadnu k'shem shematnu. We don't want to die the way we died. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in the Song of Songs, Nafshi yatzah v'dabro. My soul left when he spoke, and that's a reference to this that happened at Sinai. Uchtiv, and the pasuk says, V'emru al Moshe, the people said to Moshe, Daber ata imanu v'nishma, you talk to us and we'll hear, we can't hear God directly. V'shama ha-kadosh baruch hu kolan shel Yisrael v'arav lo, and God heard what they said, and God liked it. V'shalach l'michael ul'gabriel v'achazu b'yadav shel Moshe shelo chirtzono. And he sent the angels, Michael and Gabriel, and they grabbed Moshe on the right and the left. They grabbed him on two sides, and against his will, they brought him forward, v'gishuhu el ha'arafel. They brought him forward to the mist, to the fog, shneimar, as the verse says, u'moshe nigash el ha'arafel. Moshe was brought forward to the fog. Nogeshin k'tiv kan. It doesn't say he went forward to the fog, ela nigash, he was brought forward. U'sh'ar kol ha'dvarim diber im Moshe. And the rest, Hashem spoke directly to Moshe. So Moshe was led forward. Ve'alav ha'katuv omer, and about Moshe, the pasuk says, "Ketzinat shelek biyom katzir tzir ne'eman nesholchav." Like having the cold of a snowy day in the middle of a harvest. You know what a harvest is? You're standing in a field and there's no shade. Harvest means you're cutting down wheat. And the sun is beating down. It's the middle of a summer day and there's no respite. There's nowhere to go. What are you going to do? Shlomo HaMelech says, Ketzinat Sheleg, like the cool of the snow that comes biyom katzir, on this broiling hot day, as a person standing harvesting, tzir ne'eman l'sholchad. That's what a trustworthy messenger, that's what he's compared to. It's not easy to find someone trustworthy. Most often people, they do approximately what you asked of them. Shlomo HaMelech says, someone who's trustworthy, that's like the cool of the snow in the middle of a harvest. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was. Okay, so we have a little bit left to go in the Medrash. We'll pause and pick up here, Bezrat Hashem.